Are you a horse owner? Get exclusive discounts on brands like John Deere and Big Ass Fans with equine discounts. If you're a paying member of any equine association, you qualify. And as an added bonus, a percentage of every sale through equine discounts is returned to the equine industry. Go to equinediscounts.com to receive your discounts.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1600, brought to you today by Central Fly Control. Today, we learn about some techniques for feeding the hangry horse from retired Racehorse Radio co-hosts Jamie and Joy. Clarifly Larvicide is more than just a fly control product. It is the first step towards improving horse comfort and keeping nuisance flies out of your stables. This feed additive uses an active ingredient that passes through the digestive system of horses and is expelled in their manure, where it stops flies in their larval stage. By using Clarifly Larvicide as part of an IPM program with Starbar products, you'll get more support, more expertise, and more control. Visit centralflycontrol.com or visit your local feed dealer.
As it is customary to do, we'd like to invite Leandra Cooper from New Vocations Racehorse Adoption to come on the show. And we'd love to pick her brain because she sees how many thoroughbreds are currently at New Vocations in the Kentucky division, Leandra?
Well, in Kentucky, we have 30 horses in training. We have around 20 horses who are at our rehab barn. And then we have another 20 or so horses that are in some stage of turnout, whether it be 24/7 or whatnot. So I would say around 70, 75 horses at any given time.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay, so fair to say that you see a lot of thoroughbreds coming in and out, maybe or maybe not. Some of them have some behavioral issues. And I have found out that a lot of the thoroughbreds that I have gotten off the track or I've seen off the track are not a lot of them. Some of them are food crazy. And when I say food crazy, like they get their food, they're pawing, they're mad, they're pinning their ears, you feed them, they finally like start wolfing it down. Or if God forbid they can see another horse, they become aggressive to the other side of the stall. And, you know, they're just super angry. How does New Vocations deal with that? How do y'all do that?
Well, I would say the way that they act with different sort of food situations, whether it's aggression or insecurity, it depends a lot, obviously, on the individual. So I could probably talk to a couple of different situations, the way that we would handle that. So one, of course, is modifying the setting. So if you have a horse who just sees another one eating and they get really upset, all of our feeders are set at the same corner of their stall. And even if we have to use a ground feeder, we try to keep that pretty consistent so that hopefully they're not head to head. But you always have situations where one horse finishes before another, or they just are more concerned with what their neighbor is doing. So in those situations, you can still have those confrontations. But I would say step one is if you can avoid the situation by just modifying how you're feeding, whether it's in a ground feeder or switching which corner you feed, then you're doing pretty well by that. Because if you can get them into the mindset, of course, I've spoken to it before about sort of shifting the pattern, reprogramming the brain, then hopefully you'll have the best long-term results and you won't just have to modify forever and ever in order to make them happy. Because really, you know, part of what you have to get down to is the source of it. Is it because they're worried about when their next meal is going to be? If you know on the track, that's probably not the situation. They eat a lot of food, but you just never know. So maybe that's a consideration, is what, you know, why could it be this way? You know, how were they, if you can access how they were being fed previously, and maybe you can change some things or, you know, change things to make it different or change things to make it more similar. So I would say sort of avoiding or addressing the how they're fed is one big part of it. So say you can't change that, say you don't have the information and you're just trying to move forward, then That the aggressive behavior, you know, is one of the behaviors that they're demonstrating, whether it's putting ears back, charging, that is an alpha move. So one thing that's really important with horses in a lot of different situations is reestablishing yourself or establishing yourself as the alpha. And so if you can work with a horse, if they're charging or they're really assertive about their space, if you can create distance with yourself, keep yourself safe, obviously, but teach them to say back away from you before they get grain, and you could start with treats, but just establish that pattern. And I try to do it on the ground anyway with horses of just teaching them systematically to stop and back up. So even if you have a horse who's kind of stepping on your heels and you walk, I teach them stop, back up. So get out of my space, because you are always wanting to establish yourself in, because there's this herd mentality, you want to be the more alpha. And of course, doing that with as little confrontational aspects as you can, like you don't want to fight the horse, obviously, it's not going to work that well to your advantage because you're smaller, but behaviors where you are physically moving them out of your space are really effective. So working on that pattern of you're going to back up and then you're going to get your food, that can be really effective. Just make sure to use repetition, because that's how it's really going to make it concrete. You really have to sort of stick to a pattern to reinforce that and make sure it's a long-withstanding pattern. So that can be really effective. And of course, if you need to like have a rope on you or carry, like I have this little short crop just to use the sound, if you're really worried about the situation, of course, always protect yourself. Make sure you're not putting yourself in a bad situation. You can work on things like backing up in a round pen or an open space at first. Don't throw yourself in the stall and put yourself at jeopardy. A lot of times I'll use a kind of growling sound as well. Maybe that's just for me mentally, but it's sort of like just a vocal cue of like, again, you're sort of establishing yourself. I'm the alpha. You have to back away from my space, because that's what it's going to come down to. If they feel that they need to get that alpha to get to their food, and you need to make sure that you're at that level in the herd of saying like, I know you want this food, but you also have to respect me. And that has to be first and foremost. So that is, I would say, one really good tip to start with. There are a lot of different things that you could do just depending on the different situations. I'm happy, of course, to be a resource to anybody who has different scenarios they want to bounce off. But I found a lot of times if you can get them to just back out of the space, respect it, and then offer that, if you can repeat that, then that can be beneficial. As far as just that human horse interaction piece, if it's horse to horse, you're dealing with a lot of different complicated variables. So I'll just leave that there as just one tip and say, I'm happy to discuss with anybody who's having other issues.
Gotcha. You know, I was telling Joy before the show when we were trying to figure this out, I got to build my own barn, which was really nice because in Arizona, when I lived there, you use mare motels. So it's just kind of pipe corrals because you can't have a barn unless you have air conditioning, you know, because it gets too hot. And so feeding time was always just a nightmare because they would just fight with each other from one corral to the next. And so with this barn I built, we got a Morton barn done this time, and it's like the bars down the walls in between so they can see each other. But at their feed tub, instead of having the bars where they could see each other, I put 2 feet of solid wall, solid plank. Yeah. So when they go to their little bucket, everybody disappears. It's like, oh my God, it has made such a huge difference in just the management. Absolutely. Because again, I don't know what it is with like food insecurity, you know, horses that have been, you know, hungry before are more likely to have some food related issues. So, you know,
absolutely. Well, and it's important if you can, in situations like that, where you like, it's not, you can't go around each one of them and be like, you get in your corner, you get in your corner. I mean, more to you if you can, but always making sure that there's hay available, feeding hay before grain, so they're not all kind of like crazed and waiting, the anticipation is killing them. So throwing hay before grain, and then you can kind of trick them sometimes if you make kind of like a basket out of the hay and you can dump some grain into the hay. So you can establish like your hay is always going to be here. And of course, like if you've messed, there are lots of different complicated variables and reasons why we could say this couldn't work. But if you have the right sort of setup to do that, you know, throw hay first so that you know that they have a little stomach buffer. They're not starving. They have something. And you can sometimes just dump some grain into the little hay basket and sort of trick them that way, hopefully until you can establish a different routine or something. But, you know, both good, plausible tips that you can use in a lot of different situations. But again, so many different variables to this, but I'm happy to be a resource if anybody needs to bounce ideas off of.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.